Superintendent of Medford Area Schools, Pat Sullivan, talks about the public meetings that were held during the month of October.
We had Findorff PRA, which is the company we've hired to lead us through the discussion of whether or not to do anything at the high school in the near future. A total of about 165 people attended those meetings. That's all the input, which is a great deal, because people filled out surveys that were there, made comments, joined in discussions, and then they took all that information, again, from 165 people, and they presented to the board some themes that came out of all three of the meetings, things that were on people's minds, things that people were in support of or not in support of. So, again, it's just still ground-level discussions, trying to get input as we move forward. Now, the next step will be at some point here, we will be sending out a survey to every mailbox in the district. So you're talking about, you know, roughly 8,000 people will receive the survey. What the information sessions helped us with was the questions to ask, how to ask those questions to get at what people are really thinking and what people will and will not support. In the end, not a lot of support to build a brand new high school. I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that we had people there from Baird, and they explained how a district can incur debt, how much debt you can incur, and doing that would put us, would basically max out the credit card, and that really was not something that the people that were there in a majority of them felt was a good move. The more obvious message was, if we do anything, it should be remodel, additions, infrastructure improvements, that kind of thing. So that was definitely a theme. Another one would be a strong interest in a community theater, a bigger theater with more seating and just a more modern, I guess, structure. Another one was the entrance, the safety of the building, doing some things to make it a safer place for students, you know, to go to school. And then other things that came up, more gym space or another gym. Tech ed, an improvement there, again, making a bigger space for tech ed. Special education being on the first floor only. And right now, the problems we have for, you know, let's say there's a fire and we have a student in a wheelchair, you know, you would have to carry that student up the stairs to get out. So that was something that we talked about, you know, more classroom space and a safer learning environment for kids with special needs.
Our thanks once again to Medford Schools Superintendent Pat Sullivan.